All right, this is an absolutely absurd level of corruption. I want to show you exactly how Trump is too stupid to see he's being humiliated with this jet that is a clear transactional relationship between him and Qatar. But also at the same time, this comes as Republicans in Congress in the House Energy and Commerce Committee slash hundreds of millions of dollars in Medicaid so they can redirect that money towards a few things. Number one, towards Trump's $400 million jet that he's refurbishing. But what about the parade, the massive military parade that Trump wants to have? Our taxpayer dollars are going towards that. We need to keep our foot on their neck, metaphorically, of course, and say that, hey, I don't want my taxpayer dollars going. I would rather my taxpayer dollars go towards Ukraine or transgender teachings in Somalia or whatever the hell it was than Trump's military parades. Let's start with Lawrence O'Donnell. Then I'm going to bring in a representative later who was on the ground when Congress passed this bill, when the House passed this bill. He had some really unique takeaways. Let's start here.
Trump's humiliation tour of Middle East dictatorships. Donald Trump has, uncharacteristically for him, observed a 24-hour period of strict silence about his attempt to grab the single largest corrupt gift in the history of gifts, corrupt or otherwise. And by largest, I mean physically largest, because Donald Trump is taking much larger financial gifts through his new cryptocurrency scam that he pretends is a business. The 13-year-old 747-800, which is the largest model of 747, that Donald Trump desperately wants to accept as a gift from the dictator of Qatar, is now only worth about $400 million as it sits at the San Antonio Airport in Texas, abandoned by the dictator of Qatar because it's not good enough for him anymore. But it's good enough for Donald Trump. Donald Trump is currently the only person in the Middle East too stupid to understand how humiliated he is now by that 13-year-old plane.
Literally, Trump just wants the glory. He wants the transaction of it. He doesn't understand that it's actually a humiliating stunt.
That's not good enough for a dictator, but is more than good enough for Donald Trump.
It is a humiliation ritual.
As president, Donald Trump already has access to the two best, most sophisticated 747s in the world that serve as Air Force One. But Donald Trump wants to spend billions of dollars converting a 13-year-old 747-800 to serve as Air Force One, maybe in the last year of his presidency, like around that time. That's how long it would take, at least. And then he just plans to take it with him.
Take it with him. And all of this is to say that converting this luxury jet, according to CNN, into Air Force One will cost hundreds of millions of dollars in taxpayer money, and then Trump will retire it to his own presidential library for his own personal gain, not for the use of the country. I mean, when Reagan got a new Air Force One, it was used for like 40 years. It was refurbished over and over. This one is just for Trump. And listen, converting the luxury jet gifted by Qatar to Trump into a replacement Air Force One could potentially cost hundreds of millions of dollars. It could take up to 2 years to install the necessary security equipment, communications and defensive capabilities, and all of the things needed for it to be safely used by the commander-in-chief. Republican Senator Ted Cruz said that the plane, quote, poses significant espionage and surveillance problems. Across the aisle, Democrat Senator Jack Reed, ranking member of the Senate Armed Services Committee, said accepting this would pose an immense counterintelligence risk by granting a foreign nation potential access to sensitive systems, but also think about the leverage this gives over Trump and over the people that Trump works with. Like, if there are no P-tapes of Trump that Russia owns now, Qatar is definitely going to beat Russia to that. Trump exclaimed in a social media post that Democrats are mad because he's getting a gift free of charge. Lord have mercy, he doesn't know that he's being humiliated. And here's my real take, just to be raw for a second, before I even dig into this massive military parade. There is a chance that this Qatari jet is all just a distraction from the fact that Congress is cutting your Medicaid, cutting Medicaid from Americans across the country, if that applies to you, of course. And that is why I had Representative Greg Landsman join me to talk about the real issue. He just spent 26 hours on the floor, then he came on my show. But really quickly, President Donald Trump is also planning to celebrate his 79th birthday with a huge celebration that could cost taxpayers anywhere from $25 million to $45 million. I don't even want to bring more attention to this, but I just want to tell you guys that this is the most wasteful, corrupt, and inefficient administration ever, and Elon Musk is using the words waste, fraud, and abuse as a guise for corruption. And now, all that I ask is that you scroll down, drop a like on this video. Let's get this video to 10,000 likes. And here is Representative Greg Landsman. I am joined today, once again, by Representative Greg Landsman. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm good. Was able to get some sleep last night. We were up in committee for 26 straight hours. And even though the bill passed out of committee, unfortunately, it was along partisan lines, as you would imagine.
First of all, thank you for being on the front lines for 26 hours. What was your tactic? Were you like drinking Red Bulls or?
I drink more coffee than I've ever had in my entire life, every 20 minutes, because I wanted to stay locked in. Legitimately, I went into this committee hearing knowing that lives are on the line. When they take away, which this bill does, if it passes, healthcare away from 8 million people from Medicaid, another 5 million people who won't get healthcare through the ACA, that's 14 million Americans. People will die.
I'm picturing you sitting there with a bunch of empty coffee cups on you, around you on the ground, like tipped over and stuff. And you're super locked in. And you have to be, because number one, lives are on the line. But number two, a lot of this money will be redirected to the richest people in our country. I mean, it's not exactly going to work this way. But just think about this. Trump is going to spend hundreds of millions of dollars trying to refurbish this plane, hundreds of millions of dollars on this military parade, yet they are trying to target Medicaid, right? Can you explain how this money will be funneled to the richest people in America?
Yes. So this all started when they decided that they wanted to pass a $4 trillion tax cut. Mm-hmm. And the majority of the benefits of that tax cut go to the wealthiest people in this country, the folks that are the top wage earners, and because they don't do anything to make billionaires pay all their taxes. This is a huge break for billionaires, and it's a big break for big corporations. So yes, most folks won't see much in terms of a tax cut. The folks at the top, they get most of the benefits of this tax cut bill.
Is this why Elon Musk spent billions of dollars to gain leverage by owning Twitter, spent hundreds of millions of dollars to fund Trump's campaign, all to consolidate power and then get these tax cuts, be able to put his finger on the scale and stop regulatory investigations in his companies, be able to gain tax cuts? Is this why?
Yeah, there's no other reason why Elon Musk spent hundreds of millions of dollars on Trump and congressional Republicans. He wanted to protect the contracts that he gets. He gets billions of dollars in federal contracts, and he wanted to get in on these trade deals where Starlink, one of his companies, is literally being negotiated into trade deals. And he wanted to ensure that the tax system doesn't change, because he has made his fortune in part on a tax code that allows him to accumulate as much wealth as a person possibly can without spending really anything on taxes. Tesla, had no federal taxes, or was able to get out of paying any federal taxes last year. This is in addition to the fact that he knows that a Republican Congress won't pass one of the most popular things with voters, and that is a billionaire minimum income tax. That is a bill that could pass tomorrow that would require the billionaires who have billions of dollars in wealth to pay a minimum tax. That minimum tax would produce $500 billion a year. That would pay for free community college. It would pay for almost all of the housing work that we want to do. It would pay for universal preschool. It would pay for a whole host of things that would make life a lot easier for people who are working their asses off in this country. But because of corruption, and it is corruption, he spent hundreds of millions of dollars buying his president and buying this Congress.
Thank you so much for your time, Representative. I really appreciate you being on the front lines, and have a great rest of your day.
You too. Thanks.